Good afternoon, morning, evening, whatever. Nice to see you all. I think I see a couple of new faces, maybe. Margot, I know you, but I think you're new to this group, so welcome. Nice to see you. And anybody else here for the first time? No, Sandrine, it's your second time. Okay. And hi to my California friends. I miss you. I was just in California and I'm still a bit jet lagged. First time, Maggie. Welcome, Maggie. Okay. Just make sure you're comfortable as possible, as comfortable as possible. And when you're as comfortable as possible, and if it's comfortable, it's all about comfort when you come here. Of course, you'll soon discover it's also all about discomfort. It's comfortable, you can close your eyes. We're going to share a meditation. Yeah, and then there'll be some time after that for conversation. But for now, just entering this shrine and as much as possible leaving the conversationalist at the door. But of course, she is bound, he is bound to come in too, so he's welcome, she's welcome, everyone, everything is welcome. And as we sit here together, and I'll be guiding us. And if your body wants to move, if there's movement, let it move. There's no obligation to stay still. And maybe if the body moves gently, obviously, then after a while, just really allow the body to come back to a sense of stillness that feels organic, not rigid. And you'll see, you will explore. But for now, just settling into this the shared silence and really feeling that the space we carve out is safe. At least the intention is that this space is very safe. And that during the time that we are together, we have sort of put a pause on our life obligations. We can resume them after we finish. Here, it's another kind of obligation. It's a sort of sacred obligation. Maybe obligation doesn't fit with sacred very well, huh? Maybe with more like a sacred desire to sit here together. For no reason. Even if the mind has lots of reason, she thinks, he thinks. Maybe the reason, it's the heart's reason. We're here because our hearts bring us here. Sometimes we come here, and there's not even a heart's desire. There's no desire in particular, but still we're here. We don't really know why. Maybe that's the best kind of coming here, not knowing why. Not even feeling a particular desire, just we find ourselves here in the shrine, as I like to call it. And in the shrine, we turn towards something. We may have different names for it. We turn towards that which has many names and that which has no name. And again, we don't have to do anything to turn towards that, but we're here. And that's sort of the orientation when we're here. Even if there isn't a desire in particular. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe we come here and the invisible turns towards us. I don't really know, to be honest, how it all works. I know, and I'm going to say what I know because maybe it's the same for you, that sometimes I feel a great longing, a great pull towards the shrine, towards the place of silence. And other times I don't feel anything in particular. And other times I don't really want to come to the shrine. And when I don't want is the time where I would like to want. And I don't know how to manufacture the want because I know I can't. And in a way, that's the time where if I can make myself, drag myself, be dragged into the shrine, perhaps then, perhaps here, I can at least come down onto my knees or on a cushion in a place that is darker, quieter. Maybe there's a candle burning, maybe some incense, maybe a few other people also here sitting quietly. Maybe something reminds my heart. May it be so for you right this moment. And sometimes the softening that can happen when we are touched once again in the shrine by the mystery. Sometimes that can take the shape of a feeling. A tender feeling. Or a very sort of inner quiet feeling. See how it is for you, and perhaps it's entirely different than what I'm suggesting as a possibility. Because in fact, everything is possible and everything is welcome, always. In a way, that's the main quality in this gathering, is that all is welcome, moment by moment. Every experience that is arising. The editor, the producer, the editor, the subtitler, they're off duty. That part of us that sorts through experience, labels experience, selects the good ones, ditches the bad ones, spends a lot of time comparing and all that kind of thing. Right now, that part of us is itself welcome. Itself is part of the whole display that is welcomed moment by moment. And you don't even have to keep track of what is so-called welcomed moment by moment because you're not the one doing the welcoming. The welcoming is inherent. To life. Everything that arises by definition is welcome, so no need to do anything. And if anything is done, so be it, that is welcome. Of course, the part of us that is the doer thinker, doer, liver, actor, is quite uncomfortable with this situation. Like, what do I do? And I guess I'm not sure what to answer to the doer, except just chill. Chill, dude. Relax. Enjoy. Rest. Come undone. See what you're made of. Because we know, most of us, I'm sure we know there is no such thing as a doer or a thinker or an actor or blah, blah, blah. There are thoughts and there are memories and images and feelings and sensations and sounds and smells and tastes and all sorts of experiences. So maybe feeling for a little bit. Just being very close to the raw. The raw unfolding of experience. In other words, let life be the doer, let her caress you. Discover taste, the intensity of every moment, the sound of this voice, how it caresses. You. The temperature. Feel the warmth around the palms of your hands. Feel the warmth of the palms of your hands can penetrate the space, perhaps. Feel, I don't know, you pick. What else are you drawn to tasting in this marvelous display of experience? And of course, there's discomfort and tension because the body, when it comes to stillness and when we're not distracted by thinking, the body lets its presence be known, and it carries quite a lot, the body. So we are saying, hello, body. Hello, tension in my shoulders, in my throat, in my face, in my eyes. There is plenty of space for you to surface and to be caressed by the invisible. And then you make sure the body, because it likes to move, give it a bit of movement. Just right now, your eyes are closed. And my voice can be the sort of flow on which the body moves. Just gentle, as if the body was in warm water. And rather than being busy doing the movement, be interested in feeling the movement, tasting the movement. And the breath, let's not forget the breath. And the temperature and the textures close against your skin. Yes, and then let the body come back all by itself. You don't do it, you just taste your body as it comes back to a sense of stillness and alignment. Let the pelvis be the first thing that finds its place. And don't do it. Let it happen. The weight of your pelvis. The volume of your pelvis. Your thighs, your hips. Can there be a bit of space between your hips and your thighs? I mean, between your pelvis and your thighs. And your legs, can they sink into the earth? Because that's what they would like to do. They would, I promise you. Are you sure your pelvis is happy? Ask your pelvis, are you happy with the way things are? And then maybe there's a bit more movement. Maybe some breath, and then the spine, it's like it's rising out of the pelvis, like a tree trunk. And your arms are branches that are flowing downwards. And your head, what's your head doing? Feel you don't have to hold the body. The body holds itself. Gravity. Drawing the weight of the body down, rooting the body into itself. And then something rooting the body upwards into the heavens. Let it happen. Feel the magic of this body, extraordinary. No visual, just this life, this body life. Have no memory, no visual, just the intensity of the body. Let the breath come out, the exhale come out as a sigh after an inhale. Nobody will hear. Breathing in. And then don't do anything, just let the body be, let the breath be. Feel that there's a sense of borderlessness all around this body life. So the body life, the body, the shape, the sensations can extend in all directions. Usually we feel very limited and constricted within a very defined body. But see if you can just for play feel that it's another way here. Feel that you're this borderlessness. You don't have a border. You're not constricted. You're just pure openness. And you're tasting the tasting life, tasting yourself as life. and the body that you recognize as sensations and energies is free to swim and expand and contract and pulse. And beat. And the tissues can lengthen and the bones can relax, your teeth, your skin. It likes to tingle, let it tingle. It likes to tingle with a space beyond it. In your lower back, it likes to be caressed by the space behind it. And your chin likes to drop a little bit. The length of the back of your neck licking the space behind. Ah, another breath. And then again, let the body be moved a little bit more. Let your spine sort of undulate or round itself, and then it's more like a plant in water. The currents are just moving, playing with the spine. Your eyes are closed. Again, nobody's looking, so don't be shy. If you are shy, just turn your cameras off so that you can really allow movement to take the body. Even maybe your arms feel that they're also like algae, like seaweed, and they're just moving out into the borderless aquarium, your right arm, your fingers, your left arm. And just like in water, there's no weight, it's easy. And your hands, your fingers, your head. Feel there's warm liquid permeating all the articulations of the body. Your face, your nose, your eyes, your hair, your forehead, your ears. Underwater, the body moving. It can breathe underwater, no problem. Your legs, if you're sitting cross-legged, they can extend. If you're sitting on a chair, see what happens. Maybe the body wants to stand up. Ah, the arms, the hands shaped. It's like the body is being shaped by these currents. And the seaweed is also a bit like clay, and it's very creative and playful and interesting. For no reason, just the intensity of it all. And then again, the return to the place of alignment and stillness. Be the openness and let the body come back to you, dissolve in you. Take your time. Let it take its time. Let the body sort of dissolve like a cube of sugar into you, into your borderlessness. Thank you, you say to the body. Thank you for everything you do. And now you can have a bath of borderlessness. And if there's still layers of tension, you let them soak. Let them soak in this borderlessness for as long as they want. Make sure that the pelvis is happy, the way it's sitting with the earth. Feel your perineum, your sexual area, your anus, your hips. Don't be shy to feel how it wants to be and how the earth wants to be. Earth body, the lower part of the body is our earth body, very connected to the earth. Let the energy of the earth penetrate the pelvis. Whatever that means. And then sometimes just know yourself as the borderlessness. You can just let the body be, let the thinking be, let Ellen's voice be, and just nothing. The nothing that is everything. And if your body calls, if the tension, pain, or agitation, or all the kinds of things that call us back to the sense of being a limited wave in an unlimited ocean, well, then so be it. Let yourself be drawn back to the place of suffering. Don't approach it with thinking, approach it with kindness and feel it. Don't label it, don't remember it, don't speculate it, feel it, go to it, and then feel it, sit by it, whatever it may be. And feel it, meaning you say yes to it. Yes, I'm here. There's space for you. And then maybe you go visit another area. Or if things come back, settle back to peace, then you feel the whole body like a, you feel the whole body, a totality, a global body. You bring things together into one body, like a cloud, sensations. And then you can go off again into the borderlessness. And it's like that, it's a coming and going. And the breath is also important to feel. To become acquainted with the breath so that it isn't just a mechanical thing, it's very alive. Feel it as if for the first time, your breath, the in-breath through the nostrils, tip of your nose. Very sensitive inside the nostrils, temperature of the air. See if you can avoid pulling the breath in with the inhale. Just let the breath flow with its own thrust. And can you avoid pushing the breath out with the exhale? And to begin with, perhaps you have to spend a bit of time noticing the habit of pulling and pushing. Even you could exaggerate it just to really be acquainted with that, with the breather. And then see if you can invite a breath free of a breather, free of a pushing and a pulling. More, it's like a breath that is given, it's arising out of nowhere, washing over the body. And with the exhale, the breath taking, returning, like a wave withdrawing until the next wave rises up again. Very mysterious, this tide of the breath. Let it be so. Feel how the breath and the abdomen move together with the in-breath. Notice the habit of overstepping all these very tender, subtle sensations. What a shame. Hello, body. It's like a forest, the body and the breath. A forest in the spring. Lots of wild flowers. Each little sensation. Lots of light streaming through the branches. Feel the breath a little bit higher up in the chest area, the rib cage. Another area of the forest. Can the breath be smooth, even from beginning to end, even though we're not manipulating it? So very quiet in the forest. Maybe there's some little tensions or feelings, difficult feelings that reveal themselves in the forest. So be it. There can be some scary animals in forests, traditionally. And now a little higher up with the breath, feel it in the upper chest, the upper lungs, the throat area. Yet no pushing, no pulling. Let the tide of the breath reach way up there. And of course, all along this little meandering meditation, there'll be so many opportunities to observe the habit of the habits, I don't know what to name them, but we all have them of preferences, and I don't like this, and I'd rather it to be like that, and I wish it wasn't like this, and I hate this. Can't wait for this to be over. All sorts. And that, those little, I don't know, these little demons in the forest, the ghosts in our each one our forest, we have many. Just welcoming them, really welcoming them, rather than following them. Tracing them back into the felt sense, the thought, I don't like this, if you trace it back into the body, you're bound to feel to find a pretty unpleasant feeling. Tension, resistance, anger, fear. But once you're back in the body and you welcome the anger, the tension, the resistance, the fear, the agitation, the anxiety, and you know we're each one of us doing the same thing, it's easier. And we're doing it as an offering somehow. Doing our little Christ moment, like Christ did in a very big way. He was crucified on the cross. Well, we're just surrendering, offering our layer of suffering to the totality. We're letting it be. We're saying yes to it. We're feeling it. When I say offering, I don't mean getting rid of it. I mean feeling it completely, surrendering to it, saying yes to it in our body, in our flesh. And then the movement again, just because there's so much Christ moment we can do. And there's also some softening and some melting and some breathing with movement that can bring kindness to the place of suffering. So let the movement again arise. And the breath. And maybe also the hands. touching, that's another way that kindness can come. Again, eyes are closed, nobody's looking. See if your hands, or see if your body calls the hands somewhere. Somewhere that aches, somewhere that hurts, more that's tight. Taking your time, very slow, listening very close. Sometimes the hands like to go to the face, to the eyes, the top of the head. And the movement. Maybe it's a stroking. Let it all be sort of wild and untamed, and I don't have to say it, just allow it, it knows. Maybe sounds are coming too. And it might evolve into something else. It's very creative, the body, the movement, and life when they're allowed to play with one another. I'm very intimate. Yes, and then again. When it's time, everything folds back into you. You're this openness, and everything folds back into you, into stillness. And gravity makes sure that the weight of the body can draw down. She's calling the weight of the body back to herself. And the spine, like a sort of flame, is rising up from the root of the pelvis. You don't have to do anything. It happens all by itself, all the way up towards to the head. The head is floating on top of the spine. And you really don't know where your head ends and where the space above begins, and so be it. And feel the breath, very natural. And feel the space that we're sharing, very natural, yet imbued with such a mystery. And don't do anything. Thank you, everyone. We'll take 10 minutes and come back around half past. A little bit less than 10 minutes. Go gently. Hi again. Welcome back. Hi, Artemis. Nice to see you. Well, my friends, it's your turn to talk now. I've said enough. So, for newcomers, this is, you're welcome to share, or I mean, if you have a pressing question, I try to answer or whatever. And sometimes we don't have anything to say. But don't be shy. And for newcomers or people who are new to it, maybe you have, questions about what this is and the tradition and all this. So feel free, I don't mean to say you can't ask. But it's nice because the old timers were used to sitting in silence and gazing at each other in perfect bliss. So that's fine too. Rose. I'm going to plug in my retreat in July for those who are on this side of the world, because I don't think the Californians will make the trek. It's 4 days in July in Devon, and it should be nice. It'll be nice weather, and there's the sea not far, and a river, and a sauna. I'm just saying. Can I tempt you, Californians?
What are the dates, just for the heck of it?
I can't remember. It's like mid-July, that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right in bang middle of July.
Okay. It's
It's on
possible.
my website and I should know the
Yeah, I'll
dates.
look there. I'll look there. Thank you.
Oh, wait. Eugene tells me it's July 11th to 14th.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Ellen, can I ask a question about the retreat?
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, I can't make it mid-July, but I just would like to know if you do some retreat on a regular basis, and where is it, always in England or in America, or sometimes do you come in different places?
At the moment, it's Holland and England, but
Holland.
I'm really open. It's just that I'm not a very good organizer. But if somebody wants, if anybody wants to organize somewhere else, I'm happy to come along. I used to come to France. Where are you, Sandrine?
In Marseille, but
Yeah. Oh,
and so what is the minimum of people, like
why don't
you?
you email me, Sandrine, and we can talk? I mean, I don't need big
Okay.
groups, but I guess at least 12 to 15.
Okay, that's just what I wanted to know. Okay,
Yeah.
cool.
Can I say
Go ahead.
something?
Of
Hi.
course you are. Too late then. Next. Go ahead. Go ahead, Richard. Hi, Richard.
Hi. Hi. I was glad you said in the beginning something about not really particularly wanted to participate or not have special desire to be there, because the last long period I really feel like a big sobering up in the understanding or the. Yeah, the whole picture. But there was also a big shift happening at the end, because I was starting a little bit tired, and I was not really I was really okay to be there, but when I also go in here in the Netherlands, we have also some local meditation. The last years, I just visited, not really have a big desire, but also it's okay to be there. It's, but if you compare it to years ago, there was always a big, like something big happening when you go meditate, or the expectations were also a bit higher. So yeah, I'm really glad you talked about not well, just not particularly expecting something, or but at the other hand, I was really starting off tired, and didn't have big expectation at all. So I was a little bit surprised at the end of the meditation when you said now do nothing or something. But there was I was really back in the presence again. Yeah, it was a really great way to end it also. So there was a was a big shift at the end. I was really glad about that also. But yeah, you just can't tell what's gonna happen, or you got
No, you
the mood.
can't. And you can't. And it's really nice to hear you speak like that, Richard. First of all, it's the first time you're speaking. It's very touching to hear
Okay.
what you're
Yeah.
saying. And yeah, it's like that, isn't it? It's like that. I mean, sometimes the feeling nothing can be very difficult, actually, because it's a sort of feeling cut off. And I don't know if that's the case for you or not.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. It's also a bit like sober.
Sober, meaning that you used to want big experiences, big fireworks, trumpets, and angels, and now
Yeah,
it's.
that was very at the beginning, but
So sober
just
is not.
yeah.
Go ahead.
The sometimes the desire there was a desire just to be with the. Other people, or also not only online, but even if I participate other things, I just feel sober. There can be some practical things, to be a little bit, not nervous, but your mind starts just worrying a little bit, or but yeah. The soberness is also some part of it, I think. And
What
when
do you mean by
things,
so? What do you mean by soberness?
no, yeah, they're just a little bit flat, not particular not feelings going on.
Yeah,
But I'm
because
also a bit.
sober could be a good thing. It could be a good thing, or it could be a dead end, a numb, dead thing.
No, that's not also, but it's really in the line of all the years of just visiting, or some gatherings, or something like that. You start, I think it's a good thing,
You're a
but
little
it's a
bit like
part.
an old, like you've been there, done that, you've done it, you
Yeah,
like
that
that.
sometimes it's also a bit like that, but yeah,
Yeah.
but. Yeah, I think it's just a face, or
I think, okay, I don't know you enough, Richard, but what it tells me, what it reminds me that for my own experience is that I feel that sometimes we have to find the shrine inside that are it's to do with the heart and with our relationship with the divine or God, or I mean, of course, the non-dual tradition, we don't speak of it like that. So it can be a bit dry, the non-dual tradition, because there is no God or no mystery or no Virgin Mary or Jesus or Buddha. There's just me, consciousness. That can be a real killer of the mystery.
Yeah, the dryness and the
And
soberness are the same.
yes, and
Yeah.
so I that doesn't work for me. Although, of course, I know that my essential nature, I share my essential nature with all beings, and that there's only one reality. I know that, but in a way, I don't want to hear it. I much prefer to feel myself as Ellen, and to if I don't feel the desire for, I'm going to say the God word, but just because I if I feel cut off from that otherness, presence, mystery, then I know, even if it feels okay, just sober, as you say, I know actually no, it's not okay. Usually it's because, well, it's not okay. It's not okay. I just know it's not okay. I don't feel anything, but I know it's not. And somehow I can spend days like that, but somehow at some point, maybe it will be thanks to my Tuesday evening webinar where I get to guide a meditation, and then there it is again. I get, because I
Yeah.
feel the place of hard, sober, a bit cut off, that now I feel the
Yeah.
softening. So it's to do with your own intimate relationship to this whole, don't know what to call it. You have your own language, but it's very important, very, very important.
Yeah. And these
Maybe.
moments are always there, if I, even if I sit by myself or participate, there are these moments that it's reveals, re it's getting revealed, but it's always that's especially when you know that there's no doer or no thinker. That's when you re realize that that are the moments that it's get loosened a little, and
Yes.
that's and I know somehow I know it will be there, but you don't want any expectation about it, so you start off sober. But
Yes.
yeah, but their approach is a little bit different in the during the years of yeah,
Yeah.
and I
Well,
think it's okay.
that's okay to change your ways, you know.
I didn't. Yeah,
Anyway.
it's get changed. But I will hope I see you this weekend in
Okay.
Amersfoort. So
Great.
yeah,
Thank you. Thank you, Richard.
thank you.
Bye-bye. Go ahead, Len.
I think that was a seaweed hand waving in
I could see that, yes.
the ocean. That was a beautiful journey. At one, you use the word openness a lot, and at one point, because it was becoming very, let's say, spacious, but then spacious wasn't the right really way to describe it. It really was openness because there was this amazing conversation of birds outside, and the birds were happening in me. And a car started, and this car was starting in me, and the dog was barking in me, and the plate in the background was plating, clattering in me.
Why
So
was Anne in the kitchen again?
no, she's here. But it just openness was the
Anna.
description of what you allowed entry into. So it was
Nice.
beautiful. Thank you.
It was all seaweeding in you.
Something like that, yeah. Thanks, Ellen.
Thank you, Len, for your poetic ways of witnessing your experience. It's really nice. But also with your words.
So what I noticed today was that I just it when you started out with at some point in the beginning of the meditation, I can't remember your words at all, but something about, oh, maybe you want to be here, maybe you don't want to be here. And you were kind of allowing all of this throughout the meditation, allowing the not the feel the parts that don't always feel good, the ones that complain, whatever all those are. And I didn't really have a lot of complaining parts today, but But I noticed when you said that in the very beginning, just it's like my whole presence just kind of opened up to more. So there was more feel, more of a felt sense of all of it, you know, and that sense of, yeah, it gets to include everything, not just the bliss. It's like, oh yeah, the hurt knees and the cranky, you know, back that doesn't like sitting in its chair, you know, and it just went on and on like that. And, you know, throughout the whole meditation, I kept hearing these invitations to allow this, allow that, allow things that I don't even always notice that I'm not allowing, you know. So it was pretty good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I like how you're sort of noticing all this stuff. I mean, I guess in a way this yoga is all it's really about each it's yeah, we each have our little adventure. You know, I remember, and sometimes it's not a fun adventure. And sometimes it's really interesting, and there's aha moments, and sometimes it's very poetic and very heartful, and other times it's unbearable. Or, and sometimes a bit of all of it, I guess, because they're not rational adventures. But I guess adventures aren't very rational, are they? Is that one of your paintings behind you, Janet? They kind of look like the yoga meditation.
I
They do.
kind of feel when I'm painting like I am doing a yoga meditation.
Well, I'm not surprised. In fact, I think during the meditation, I thought of you at one point, and I can't remember now. I can't remember, but I thought, oh, maybe it was when we were moving, and I said something about sculpting, creativity of the body, life, and blah, blah, blah. And then I thought, oh, it's a bit like being a painter. And then I thought of your paintings because they are very free, your painting.
Yeah. I love painting.
I know. Thank you, Janet. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Ellen.
Hey.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you. I know I haven't spoken up on this before, but I've been on a couple the last month or so, and they've been lovely. So just wanted to say thank you. Yeah, they've been lovely. And today, I just that I think when you mentioned something about feeling, I can't remember what it was, but there was a connection between feeling and yes that just like really stuck with me. It was really helpful to kind of
Maybe it
sometimes
was
I
what?
doubt. Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. It was
Yeah, but
helpful.
it was yeah, it was super helpful. Yeah.
Was it the was it marrying the word welcoming and yes?
Yeah, and I think you also mentioned like what it you said what by feeling what do I mean? It means to say yes to
Oh
it, like
yeah.
yeah, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really good because I think sometimes my thought will doubt if I'm feeling or not. Like it's like, oh, are you really feeling or are you convincing yourself that you're feeling? And
That
yeah,
mind,
so
it's pretty mean, isn't
yeah, it is. I know it's
it?
yeah, I know it's a
But then
smart
again,
one.
it's got we all have a very mean voice in there.
Yeah, don't
But,
like that.
and I'll just say, I say it every time, but when something like if the doubt comes, the thought, well, are you really feeling? Or, you know, in a way, you can trace that thought back to the body, and it is a feeling. There's always a feeling there. No, there's not, we're not disembodied, we're always feeling, and there's no perfect feeling of the feeling, you know. So you were feeling, you can tell the voice, yes, shut up voice, yes, I am feeling. You know,
Yeah.
who's to say, who would be to say, are you feeling, you know,
Yeah,
are you
it's
feeling the
true.
feeling? Like, prove it, prove that you're feeling the but when you're in the meditation and you understand, Ellen says, feeling is yes saying. At that moment of understanding, something, it's it that moment, that part of you that understand, the understanding is the yes saying. It's like my word yes feeling is yes saying, and then you go, ah, that is you, the yes that you are recognizing itself. It's, in other words, none of this can be a doing of the person. It's so we say this as if we could feel, we could welcome, we could say yes. In the end, and then we have these little moments where there's a recognition that the welcoming or the yes saying is the I am. And I can't say more than that because I'm not very good at deconstructing it. But, you know, that little moment where it was so helpful, it's because it was a little moment of openness. Maybe, you know, I might be.
Yeah, no, I think.
And then right back the doubt and the, but that's the way it goes for all of us.
Yeah. And I am getting more comfortable of just knowing the cycles, you know.
Like, yes.
Yeah, it's getting a little easier for sure.
Good, 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 good. Yeah. But yeah. That's lovely. And, you know, like the little aha moments during a meditation are, they're like the flower of the person opening.
Okay.
It's a moment of understanding. It's an important moment, but it needs not be analyzed, or it's just a little moment of openness where openness merges with the big openness, you know, the openness of the person relaxing, saying yes, aha, I understand, and then not being clear at all. See, there's my mean voice. No good, Evan, not clear.
No, I think I'm getting it. I mean, I think, like, well, maybe if I frame it this way, like, I think I read something recently. It's like this author said that there's certain qualities about consciousness, but I can't describe them, but you can feel into them, right? It's like meaning that, like, the feeling is the understanding. Like, you don't need to add layers to it. Is that, like, kind of what it is?
Sort of what I'm saying, yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right.
The moment of love, or the moment of beauty, or the moment of aha, understanding, speaks for itself. That's a moment of recognition of our true nature.
It's the proof in the pudding.
Exactly. To say it in an English way, yes.
Yeah, cliches. I love cliches. What can I say?
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you.
So next
part
meeting,
of my
sorry, I was gonna hi. Go ahead.
Part of my moment of aha, that flower opening, was towards the beginning when you said there is no obligation, and then you said, but there is an obligation to come to the shrine, and then you said, well, that's not really quite the right word. But then there was something in me that said, wait a minute, maybe it is the right word for me. Mm-hmm. And I just went layer upon, I didn't use my intellect, but I stayed tuned in to whatever wanted to unfold around that, because it felt kind of like a koan, because I also knew what you meant about how it wasn't an obligation, but how was it an obligation? And then you know, the journey kept going and going and going until it became, oh, if life wants it,
It's an obligation.
It's an obligation. It's like,
That's
and
great.
That was when the flower went, whoo. That's great. That was great.
I like that. Thank you, Claire. That's lovely, actually.
Yeah.
No, you could say everything's an obligation. Everything that takes place is an obligation.
Exactly.
We're obliging nature.
Because it's happening.
Yes.
Right, exactly.
That's really nice.
Mm.
Oh, well. Thank you all so much for coming and being. Oh, are you saying goodbye or are you saying, Maggie, you're saying goodbye?
That's all. I have another meeting as well.
Oh, okay, okay.
But it's been very lovely. Thank you.
Yes, very lovely indeed. Well, next one is in 2 weeks' time, and I'll be sending out a newsletter. And so take good care, everyone. Thank you for coming again. Yeah. Bye bye.
You, Ellen.
Nice to
Bye.
See you. Nice to
bye.
See you, Margot. Come back. Au revoir. Bye bye, Zuzu. Bye bye, Helen. Bye bye, Sandrine. Bye bye, Pelka.
Bye.
Sarah.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Wonderful to be
bye,
alive.
Everybody.
Is everything together?
Bye, Kyra. Oh, lovely.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.